This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, so we got Nancy Mace is running a little late. She will be with us in just a few minutes. In the meantime, some wisdom imparted by the great philosopher Lee Kid Rock.
Okay.
Yeah. He was on Jesse Waters, and together they were assessing the crowd, the crowd outside the protest crowd, that, you know, the people likening the judge who tried to free the woman beating illegal immigrant from the law.
Right.
They likened her to Harriet Tubman yesterday. Anyway, Kid Rock was the music legend, was on Jesse Waters, and they were critiquing the crowd, the way the crowd looks. And I just thought he said something kind of profound. And my son and I have been talking a lot about this very same sort of thing lately. Take a listen.
When you play your concerts, do you ever see anybody with blue hair, armpit hair, female armpit hair? Some of these people we're looking at, Kid, I don't know.
Man, listen, I was just watching your clips. And, you know, we have this low birth rate in America, and it all made sense to me. It just hit me right now, because who's going to sleep with these ugly-ass, broke, crazy, deranged, TDS liberal women? I mean, you look at these rallies, it's like a bunch of women that no guy wants to sleep with and a bunch of dudes that want to sleep with each other.
Maybe the boss should just go by the employee next time.
Yeah. So, you know, yesterday my son and I went to dinner, and we've been talking about this lately because he has noticed this trend. I mean, the girls his age are not like the boys. The boys are very pro-Trump. They're very pro-America. The girls are not so much. And you see that in polls. 55% of girls are liberal. And I said, well, that means there's going to be a heck of a lot of competition for the 45%, given that this is the most conservative generation of men. I said to him, you know, you got to get your hustle on, because he's starting to notice girls, you know. So you got to get your hustle on. You're going to have to lock down one of these good women, like, early, right? Because there's going to be anything left. And I, you know, we've been talking seriously about, you know, okay, where do you find a good woman? Well, and I said, you know, in my day, I sound old, and in my day, you know, you could just go to a party. There'd be normal people there. You could go, you know, just about anywhere and meet somebody. And I said, you're going to have to make more of an effort than previous generations. So I was kind of pitching him on church camp this summer,
right,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, this is the place to go. And I said, look, we saw the girls in the confirmation class last year, and they were pretty great, pretty cute, you know, and he admitted they were. And I said, yeah, why don't you go to church camp this summer? He said, I'll think about it, Mom. I said, okay. So yesterday we're having dinner together, and he says, Mom, I thought about it, and I think I'm going to go to church camp. Can you sign me up? And I said, yeah, it's never too early to start.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, 13 years old. I said, you are gonna have to go to places to look for women. I mean, on my generation, we went to a bar, got a beer. Not so much anymore. You know, you got to go to church. find these women?
Probably a better venue.
Yes, definitely a better venue, right? So he was double checking with me. Mom, just sign me up. No, but I will. Glad to go. Glad to hear you want to go. It's one of these things, Lee, where he didn't know he was going anyway. You ever do this with your kids?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're going regardless. They have no choice. Yeah, yeah. But you say, you know what? I'm going to try to get buy-in first anyway.
A little parental psychology. Make them think it's their idea.
Exactly. Never telling them that, you know, you were already planning to sign them up regardless and make them go. So he's totally bought in now, and he's going to be scoping the honeys.
Scoping the
honeys. At church camp. I said, look, it's never too early to start, you know, because today boys and girls, and it really started with our generation, but boys and girls like really are friends for years, or they become friends and then, you know, boy and girl are friends and then he may not date her, but he's going to meet her friend group. And so if she's good and she's a good person and a sane, rational person who doesn't spend her weekends campaigning for MS-13 wife beating lunatics, then like that's who you want, you know, and her friends are probably going to be normal too. So I said, you know, you want to meet good people and keep them in your life. You know, you got to make an extra effort to meet good people.
Yeah.
And Kid Rock understands.
Need to be intentional.
Exactly. Exactly. Texter writes, our 13-year-old girl will not talk to boys that don't go to church and aren't professed Christians. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well. And what church camp will your daughter be going to? Is she cute? okay. Anyway, just having a little fun on a Friday.
Why not?
Right?
Why not?
I know. Okay. So speaking of which, while we're on, Springsteen is overseas, right?
Oh, please. And I hope he'll stay. I'm sorry. I
mean, just go over there.
Yes.
You know, just another grumpy, frumpy communist.
Yeah.
Right? Paints himself as the working class man. Right? No. You would think. He may not like Trump. He doesn't have to vote for him or anything. But you think he could throw him a bone about being the only Democrat in a generation, Trump, I mean, working to bring good-paying blue-collar jobs back to America?
Yeah, liberals used to complain about presidents starting wars, and this one's trying to end them. So you think he'd be a little bit more complimentary.
I mean, these are people that Springsteen's made a career out of channeling their economic woes. Trump's trying to fix the mess.
Exactly.
Instead, he's overseas, and he says— he calls Trump out, says he's corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous. No, that was Joe Biden. That's frustrating.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, these Hollywood entertainment types, they just don't get it. And then they, you know, of course, he's laughing all the way to the bank because folks are still, you know, my generation and yours and others are still buying tickets to see him, so.
I know. And you know what? He's such a good singer. You know what?
Very talented. Very, you know, a great writer. I mean, it's just sad.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, when I was young, I hated my mother trying to set me up with girls. Well, no, I don't do that. I let them pick from the supply there at church. I mean, you could pick anyone.
Supply side relationships.
Exactly. Texter writes, Governor Whitmer did the same thing, except it was 86-45. Yeah, it was a huge controversy, too. Hmm. You know, trying to kill Trump. Come on, Comey knew what he was saying.
Before she decided to show up at on stage with him, so.
Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, if you want to meet people who share your values, you go where people who share your values go. Texter, really? Tickets at $1,000 a pop for a Springsteen concert? Are you crazy?
Yeah,
I'll just watch him on YouTube if I want to see him that bad.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. I'm getting too old for these concerts anyway. I just it's not worth the effort anymore. You know, unless Led Zeppelin could get back together again.
Yeah, I know. Texter writes, hey, Tara, but isn't he from New Jersey? Okay, I see what you mean. Yes, we're Democrats. Go to assault ICE officers. And this makes sense to everyone there. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Joe Piscopo excluded from that. But other than that, Jersey effect.
Yeah. Texter writes, be careful, Tara. He might be listening to your show and catch on now. No, it's 9:13 and he has the day off. He's still in bed. Guaranteed. Texter writes, maybe Comey still is the head of the agency as Obama was directing the White House. No, you're on to something. Mm-hmm. Guarantee that. Like, one of the signs being Congress still hasn't gotten those 30,000 pages they subpoenaed on the Trump assassinations from the FBI. Despite Trump's executive order? I mean, maybe Trump's got it. I don't know. But, I mean, no. Has Kash Patel conquered the FBI? Absolutely not. He's merely moved into the building. That's not a knock on him. I mean, it's going to be hard to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a great point, though.
Yep, it sure is.
Texter writes, we used to live in a country where we had shared values. Then the left has brought in 60 million immigrants. And finally, when I was young, Democrat girls were normal. See, yeah, that's my point.
Right, yeah.
That's my point. Okay. I'm going to knock this segment off a little bit early because I think Nancy Mace is going to join us, hopefully, and talk about her attempts to stay alive. And while she is in town here in Greenville for the hearing of one of the transgender Democrat men who has threatened to kill her, allegedly, although he did admit to the tweet. So quasi-allegedly, I don't know. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, we're waiting for Nancy Mace. We're going to try Open Line Friday. I'm going to try to balance both things. 800-905-0989 is the call-in line. We're doing this on a purely trial basis. We'll see how it goes. A lot of people ask me, why don't you take calls? There's a number of reasons, some of which I won't share. The rest of which are, this station's number one right now, and I anchor it in the morning, and I'm up against five of the, though I bash them from time to time, most talented morning shows. I mean, everyone of which should be in a larger market. And so to be in the number one slot is precious. We've worked really hard for it. And I feel like I have to pack every second full. And a caller simply, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, is not going to get to the point fast enough or do a good enough job, I believe, in the earlier hours of the show to keep you hanging on the edge of the seat with that level of competition. It just comes down to it. And I've been rewarded for that philosophy with the ratings that we have. And I think taking calls later in the day works perfectly well. In fact, if my show was later in the day, I would, because those morning shows fall off. And so, those shows are mostly up against music and then, whatever junk you can find online. That's why I don't take, that's why I generally don't take phone calls, but I used to enjoy phone calls, and I do acknowledge that. And really it runs about 3-1 for every 3 phone calls that are just meh. And you're kind of like, how do I get that 5 minutes of my life back? And it really should have been 2. There's that one call that listeners remember for like 2 years and still refer to, and I hate missing that call. That's the call I'm looking for. You don't have to be perfect. Whatever's on your mind in anything from the week that we've covered, you can call in on. If you've, you know, got an observation, that sort of thing. You aren't guaranteed to get on the show, but we're going to give it a try. 800-905-0989. Now, that said, this morning I may have to interrupt Matt to dive out and talk to Nancy Mace. You know, she's Representative Nancy Mace is in town right now for the hearing. She couldn't get a federal prosecution, unfortunately, for the guy who point blank threatened to kill her. I mean, you can't get any clearer. In fact, he said how he was going to do it. He said he was going to, quote, assassinate her with a gun, unquote. Pretty clear. He's a transgender guy. He's mad. He watches what Democrats do. They threaten assassination all the time. No big deal. Just normal. And so she, the federal prosecutor, declined to prosecute the case, even though he admitted he wrote it. And so now, thankfully, we have SLED prosecuting the case. Good for them. But folks, you know what the big deal about this is with James Comey putting the assassination encouragement on X yesterday? This is what I've been getting at for the longest time in this country. This is how the left intends, deliberately intends for us to live, like Nancy Mace is this morning. She's at court. One of the people who threatened to kill her. Just one. I mean, you should hear someone. One guy said he's going to seek her out in the bathroom on the Capitol and smash her head into the floor until her skull breaks. I don't know what his status is. I guess I'll follow up with her. This is how they intend for them to live. Fear. You challenge them. You debate them. You come up with an argument they can't rebut. You die. Or you fear for your life. You think I'm kidding? Did you see Mexico this week? Oh, Mexico this week's where they want to go. Look who they're fighting the hardest for, folks. Illegal immigrants? Yeah, sure. But what kind of illegal immigrants? Human traffickers with Interpol be on the lookout notices, like Kilmar Abrigo Garcia, the guy that Trump sent to El Salvador. Terrorists like the Venezuelan hitman we caught in Houston this week. He killed 4 people. Shows up at the border, turns himself in. He didn't get caught. He turns himself in. Turns himself in. And is given a work permit and a notice to appear before a judge. And you know what he does? He's so unafraid. He appears before the judge. He's Trendaragua. Hitman. Just walking around. You think the Biden administration did not know he was a hitman? Did not know he was a murderer? Wanted on the international stage when they approved it? You bet they did. You bet they did. This is deliberate. Why? They want us to live like they live in Mexico. You know, it's election season again in Mexico, which means it's killing season. Did you see what the cartels did this week? They live streamed the execution of a mayoral candidate and her daughter on Facebook as they killed her. And you know what? That candidate was the same party as Claudia Sheinbaum, the president of Mexico, who told Trump, no, I don't want you to send the military in to kill the cartels. No, please don't. Why? She's afraid they'll kill her. When Democrats import that into the country, deliberately, that's what they want. The way they see it is they will be on the cartel's payroll, and whoever runs against them will fear for their life, so nobody will. And they're not going to have a debate again. That's what James Comey's all about today. That's what it is. It's what's going on. Let's jump on. And hold on. Let's see. I'm trying to get this. Okay, let's jump on with Charles real quick. Can you bring him? I think I got him on the. Are you there, Charles?
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, I was just, you know, I listen to your show every morning. Actually, I listen to you guys all day long.
Good. Thank
you. But with the investigation on Coley, or, you know, I'm just wondering, after the FBI and the Secret Service interview, and of course, you know, he'll probably deny it. And also, along with that judge who helped escort that illegal alien out of their courtroom.
Can you turn your radio down real quick? I appreciate you listening. Yeah, it just has reverb.
But I'm just wondering whether anybody going to do anything to them other than, yeah, okay, we interviewed them, but, you know, that's by as far as you go.
That'll be the test, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you know where this goes from here? You know where this goes from here? They do the outside the courtroom intimidation thing they're doing right now with the judge. The question becomes, unless let's suppose Comey is indicted for this, which other people have been for doing exactly what Comey did. Okay, what is the jurisdiction then under which this happens? Is it New York where he lives? Is it D.C.? You know what happens? Liberal jury's going to let him go. They're going to know he was threatening to kill Trump. They know that. They know he's encouraging violence, but they'll let him go on principle, proving that Democrats are untouchable.
Oh, absolutely. People are, for me, it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat, Republican, or, you know, independent, what. It just seems like people has the they can say and do what they want, and with no consequences to their actions. You know, it's just, I think today's world is going to hell in a handbag.
Well, yeah, no, but see, you know where that came from? We taught them that. Liberal globalist Republicans taught them that. It started with sanctuary cities. Well, you can sanctuary cities. You can break, well, you can break that federal law, but not this one. Okay, you can break that one too. Yeah, go ahead and prosecute us. It's cool. Folks, they've never lived in a world where they had to actually honestly argue their side. They just either censored everybody or they were so dominant media, they've never had to compete. They don't know how to compete in the marketplace of ideas. They have no idea. They've never done it before. They're violent and enraged. They're also Marxists. The position of Marxists since Marx has been this. If you disagree with us, you disappear in the middle of the night. This is the norm to them. Harry from Hendersonville.
Hello, it's Henry.
Yeah, sorry about that. Hey, Henry,
what's up? Well, I was just sitting here while I was on hold wondering if Born in the USA was actually a song about anchor babies. But
it is now.
Yeah, so I just wanted to weigh in on thinking why all these old white liberals, you know, hate Trump so much. I think the real reason is because he's exposing the fallibility and corruption of government, and government is their god.
Wow, that's so well put. And everything the Democrats for decades promised they supported, promised they stood for, the working class, the working man, the blue collar guy, Trump actually goes and helps those people. The Democrats never intended to do that. They never meant it. Yep. They only said it. He's exposing them on every level, and they hate it.
Yep. We've been seeing a lot of that in Hendersonville lately, little rallies in front of the courthouse. That's what I noticed as I'm driving by. It's all a bunch of white-haired white people.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Well, you know what's the best thing, though, about that? Is they can't get the young people to join them because this is the most conservative generation of young people. It's mostly the men. They're off the charts conservative. So it's the blue hairs who are out protesting. Yeah. The young people are like, no, I don't want to live in the world you try to create. Thanks, but no thanks. So that's good, right?
Yep. All right. I'll let someone else weigh in. I'm enjoying the show. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Henry. Really appreciate that. All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Let's jump on the line with John in Greenville. Hey, John.
Hi, Tara. How are you today?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Oh, well, I just wanted to pitch a plug for my petition that I started yesterday. And I wasn't really going to do anything other than basically just call down to the governor's office and, you know, do my part along with the rest of South Carolinians. But when you did your program yesterday, you talked about that poor woman in Lancaster, South Carolina, just being murdered for no reason by illegal immigrants. That did not sit very well with me. So I thought, what can I do? So I started the petition on change.org, and I would love to get enough signatures to where we can send this to Henry McDisaster and let this man know that South Carolinians are serious about safer communities, safer streets. I mean, we want this to be a place where we can live comfortably without worrying, you know, who's going to be next. It could be one of our loved ones. It could be ourselves. And this just isn't right. It needs to be stopped. I put in a message with Sheriff Lewis just a little while ago, and hopefully he'll call me here shortly. And, you know, I still have a little clout with the sheriff's office. My mom is a retired Greenville County deputy that she served for 34 years with the sheriff's office. And if people want to go find me, they can go on my ex account, and it is at Marine12968.
Okay.
And they can find the petition. They can find the link there. They can go in. They can read it, sign it if they wish. And if we can get enough signatures, then, you know, maybe this will be something that will pressure Henry into having a little bit of integrity, something this man obviously has never had in his life.
Okay. Also, I have signed your petition. And
yes, you have.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And it is now, you can go find it. It's on both of my, I have two Facebook pages, Tara Servatius, and it is also at the top of my Twitter feed as well. I'm going to leave it pinned up there at least for a while. You know, until we have to put the podcast up there. But after that, you can just scroll down my Twitter feed and find it as well. It's at Tara Servatius. I'll put it on Gab too, because I know some of you guys are on there too. So yes, please sign. I've signed. You know what, John? Let's see what we can do. Let's see how many signatures we can get. This audience often blows me away with you know what we do. So yeah, so sign the petition. And what it is, it's urging Governor McMaster to do what Trump requested of all Republican governors back in January, but McMaster ignored him. In fact, sadly, only one Republican governor took him up on it, was Ron DeSantis. And they are going gangbusters down there in Florida, picked up 1,100 illegals in a single week with criminal convictions, many of them with already had deportation orders. And they can do that now. Our law enforcement in South Carolina can't do that because they're not deputized as federal agents. So Trump deputized state-level officers, Highway Patrol, Fish and Wildlife down in Florida. And DeSantis brilliantly is adding another layer to that. And he is getting, they have a state guard and a national guard there in Florida. And so he is deputizing members of the state guard to act as immigration judges so they can do everything that they need to in Florida. And he's even said, I've got 10,000 beds waiting and I'll fly them out. I've even got planes. So he says, you know, we want to get these. Half the governors in this country are Republicans. It is pathetic that DeSantis is the only one to take Trump up on this. I mean, think about this, John, for a minute, right? I mean, poor Trump, day after day, all by himself, fighting every single battle there is, hasn't even seen his newborn grandkid yet. He said that this morning on Fox. And these governors are just sitting by doing nothing. Henry Master, I guess, is on the golf course cutting ribbons. I don't know what he does with his time. Help him. Somebody help him. So thank you, John, for doing this. I really appreciate it. I didn't think of it myself. And give your Twitter feed again, too, if people want to find it on yours.
My Twitter feed is at Marine12968. You can go on there and you can see the link and just go in, read the petition, and then you can decide if you want to sign or not. But I just think that, you know, if you love where you live and you think South Carolina is a good place to be and you want it to be safer, sign this petition. Let's put the pressure on Henry and try to force this man's hand into doing the right thing. I also tagged Nancy Mace and Alan Wilson and William Timmons, since we live in his district. So hopefully they will see the petition and sign it as well.
Amen to that. And this is great. You know what, John? I'm going to pick this up on Monday, too, and push it as well. I thought what you did was a great idea. So, but go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I thought it was a great idea.
Thank you, Tara. Thank you for everything that you do. I'm an avid listener. Your show is pretty much the only one I listen to. Not knocking the rest of the guys are great. It's just I don't have the attention span. Again, thank you for everything you do, Tara.
Oh, well, it wouldn't be possible without listeners like you, John. And I really appreciate you putting that petition together and listening to the show and calling in.
Perfect. Thank you and have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you too. And you know, by the way, I want to add something. If you didn't hear about what happened this week earlier in the show and why he might have been so moved to launch this petition, this poor woman in Lancaster, 40-year-old mama too, on the way to a family birthday party, and she's driving, this car full of illegals, six of them, pull up beside her, and they execute her. They don't even give her a chance to comply. And they very casually tell prosecutors after they're arrested that they intended to kill somebody. They went out that day to kill somebody as part of a robbery. Intentional. So this isn't like, well, she resisted, she was being robbed. No, they didn't give her a chance. Just bam, they find her slumped in the front seat of her car over the wheel. You know what this was, folks? It's so obvious. It's a gang initiation. Listen to this. The youngest one of these illegals is 13. The oldest is 21. They're from Honduras. And I know what the older guy told him. Go ahead and kill her. Yeah, you'll be fine. You're juvenile. It'll be good. It's fine. Folks, here's the thing. It's getting so thick down there in Florida, and I played the audio this week, that illegals are afraid to drive. They can't go to work. How do you go to work if you can't drive? You don't. They're getting them at traffic stops. And these officers are all deputized now. Before, they had to call ICE and stand by the side of the road for hours because they'd be sued by the ACLU. If they didn't, now they could just throw them in the back of the car, take them up to the deportation facility. Bam, bye-bye. You leave for work today, and you may end up in Guatemala. That's exactly how it should be. They're afraid to drive. You know what they're going to do, don't you? Oh, they're going to come right up here. We got prosperity. We got great jobs here. Construction. They're going to come right up here where they can do what? Drive, which is what they were doing when they killed her. Anyway, thank you, John, so much for putting that together. And I'm already amassing some likes. Again, you can find it on my Facebook page, Tara Servatius, just my name. I have two Facebook pages. It's on the top of both of them. And I've got it pinned to the top of Facebook page right now. And I've also got it on my Twitter. So at Tara Servatius. All right, we'll be right back. Folks, I still say the biggest story this week is not James Comey threatening to assassinate Donald Trump. Look at everything urging people to assassinate Donald Trump, because that's what he was really doing. Look what's going on this week, okay? You had John Brennan on a former director of the CIA, profoundly corrupt, should be in prison. He illegally spied on members of Congress, lied about it under oath. That's a felony, carries up to 5 years in prison, then apologized. They let him apologize for illegally spying on them. Folks, admitted to a crime under oath. I mean, just mind-boggling. And what does he get? He gets a gig on CNN. Don't get me started. Oh my gosh, I'm going to lose it. So what was John Brennan so heated over this week? Well, Tulsi Gabbard basically went committee through committee by committee by committee, firing all these deep state hacks who govern these federal agencies by these committees that you would know I've never heard about, but they're incredibly powerful. And they put all of the most evil people on them who are the most connected. She fired them all. John Brennan was beside himself. Then look at Pete Hegseth over at the military. How do we start the week? With Pete Hegseth saying, well, I'm gonna go ahead and fire 20% of the top brass. Good, get the rest. And I know what he's doing. He'll fire another 20% next week. Why? Because Obama purged the military and only promoted those who were woke. They always intended to use the military on our soil, and they need people who will go along with it. Heck, who will cheer it on? What are they? Deep state, out the door. They're scared. Over at the CIA, there's been a purge going too. That's been probably the best done one so far because it's gotten almost no attention. It was an absolute firing spree, by the way, the director of National Intelligence's office this week, too. Tulsi Gabbard did that as well, is getting rid of the positions. You saw Susan Rice kicked out the door. They're removing all of these cretins. Scares Comey. You know what he's afraid of? He's afraid they'll start doing it at the FBI. He's afraid that we're going to start seeing Kash Patel take control of the FBI. He's scared to death of that. He's committed so many crimes. It's just endless. It frightens them. Everything they work for, everything they built, under attack. And everything they built is twisted and corrupt. So this is his way of threatening Trump. And he is. He's threatening. And this is not just, he's threatening Trump. It's not just a way for him to threaten Trump or a way for him to get it, maybe an assassin to do this. It's a way for him to threaten Trump, given the FBI's deep involvement in his assassination. But I already laid that out earlier on in the show and how that happened. I want to hit this real quick. Our side, suddenly, a week too late, I had it on Monday, is playing the most important clips of the week from 60 Minutes. And, oh, I sneeze. Sorry. Headline, CBS News, 60 Minutes admitting that upwards of $1 trillion is stolen every year from the American people via fraud. Yeah, it was just posted on top of a major right-wing site. And it's funny, within minutes since I've been sitting here, they changed the headline. The headline a few minutes ago was CBS News, fraud costing U.S. government $1 trillion a year. They just changed it. Literally, since I've been planning to talk to you about in the last hour, fraud costing U.S. government hundreds of billions a year as crime rings use stolen identities. It's the most popular F word in Washington, fraud. 60 Minutes did it this weekend. And they admitted, yeah, the fraud probably goes upward of $1 trillion a year. Wait, that's exactly what Elon Musk said. And for it, and for trying to stop it, they're burning down his dealerships, threatening him with violence. He gets a new credible death threat every day. And now we have the nexus of why Comey is talking assassination and the left is as violent as they are right now. We're not just defeating them electorally, embarrassing them. Trump's doing a great job. We're going after the money. They are the biggest international crime cartel on the planet. So 60 Minutes admitting Doge is right. Biggest news story of the week. And everybody, our side missed it. And they bring in a fraud expert who's retired who says, well, you know, there was one congressional report said it was $500 million a year, but it's probably upwards of $1 trillion. That's what Elon Musk said. Now, what is the point of 60 Minutes admitting this? Why would you admit this? They wouldn't do it without Democrat permission, right? They've been trashing Musk for weeks because we're about to find it. We're in the process of finding it. Since we put the payments limiting system on, we can see that over a third of the payments are fraudulent. That is a massive, mind-boggling level of fraud. It's so much fraud that 450 federal agencies are unauditable. We don't know where the money went. They set the system up that way. We're about to find it. So what was the purpose of CBS News in 60 Minutes confessing this last weekend? I think biggest story of the week. So they could tell their liberal sheeple, oh, it's Chinese gangs and Russian gangs. And they reported that as if fact, with no evidence. Why? They're inoculating it. Okay, Elon Musk might have been right. There's massive fraud from the American people equals half the deficit every year. Yeah, I guess we didn't have to borrow all that money on your kids' backs. Sorry. Oh, but it was the Russian. Yep, it was the Russians, wasn't it? It's always the Russians. I was throwing the Chinese in too. Sounds good. Not once in the story or anywhere in this article, I'll attach it to my podcast this week, my Battleground America for today, not once anywhere did they provide one iota, one shred of proof that it's Russian and Chinese gangs. So where'd that come from? Their Democrat friends, that's where they got the talking points. I'm sure there's Russian and Chinese gangs defrauding us. I mean, hell, why not? No, it's them. It's the globalists. It's them. It's the cabal. It's whoever they run with. And it's coming out. That's what this tells you. It's coming out. In other words, we're broke for no reason. There's not even a reason for us to be broke. We're paying for the fraud, graft, and corruption. Anyway, if you want something great to listen to while you run your errands on Saturday, Battleground America podcast. If you don't have time to listen during the week, I wrap it up for you in one single amazing podcast every Friday. Comes out around noon, always pinned to the top of my social media. It's called Battleground America. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.